Well, once again with us in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, a lot of people in my business are always talking about going on diets. Some are successful and some are not, but what makes us get fat anyway?
Well, there can be medical reasons why people put on weight, but these reasons are usually the very rare ones, and those instances are very special. The most common reason for putting on weight is because we're eating more than we're burning up. We have an equation, and if we keep this equation balanced, we won't put on weight. The equation is the amount of food in equals amount of energy out. If you keep it that way, your weight will remain constant. If you take in more than you burn up in daily work, then you'll put on weight. If you take in less than you burn up during normal daily work, you'll lose weight. That's very important to remember that. If you take in more calories, that's more heat output from the food that you eat, than you actually burn, you'll put on weight. And this can be a very insidious process. For instance, if you take a housewife who has a certain calorie requirement every day, and she's meeting this requirement by the amount of food that she's taking in, her weight will remain constant. But if each day she begins to drink one cup of tea with under half a teaspoonful of sugar in it, or its equivalent, more than she actually requires, in about a year she'll put on 4 pounds. And in about 10 years, just imagine where that's going to get her. And this, of course, is often the thing that we call middle age spread. It's nothing to do with age. It's the fact that over the years, the housewife has had that odd half spoonful of sugar or the odd half biscuit more than she's actually burning up. Many people don't realise how many calories there are in portions of food. For instance, if you take in one small pancake, there's about 170 calories. Or if you take in something like spaghetti, a quarter of a pound portion of tinned spaghetti is 240 calories. Now, if you want to try to work out how much energy you're going to have to use, or how much effort you're going to have to use in burning that off, remember this, that if you ride a bicycle for 1 hour at roughly 5.5 miles an hour, now that's pretty hard work, you're only going to get rid of about 200 calories worth of energy. In other words, a portion of spaghetti more than you require, you're going to take an hour or so of pretty hefty bicycling. If you take a sherry, a whiskey or a gin, one small measure, this is going to put into your daily intake something in the order of 65 to 70 calories, and that's going to take about half an hour of effort to burn it off. It's so easy to take in small amounts of calorie more than we require. The between meals nibbles and drinks are the things to avoid, and particularly, of course, in your business, people who are working irregular hours, they do tend to grab a sandwich, have a quick bite, and of course a quick sandwich can account for 500 calories. I can't lay down what any individual does require, because a daily requirement will vary between 2 and even 5,000 calories according to the kind of work that we're doing. What I can tell you is this: if you gradually begin to increase weight a pound or so, it's an indication that you're using or taking in more food than you should. Don't do anything drastic about it. Knock out that slice of bread, teaspoonful of sugar, or the odd biscuit, and you watch it come down, slowly but surely.